Perfectionism's Trap. Bible Thought. The way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and you will continually do good and kind things for others. You will learn to know God better and better. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. There is something about this culture that tells us we're just not good enough. It's not just women taking on a supermom role, but men are also guilty of pushing for excellence in many areas and neglecting responsibilities at home. Some women read this passage and leave feeling inadequate. The description of the Proverbs 31 woman represents the ideal wife. Yet no wife ever has, or ever will, measure up to all those standards. And a wife should not fall in the trap of a perfectionist trying to measure up, because this only leads to frustration and despair. We all can accept ourselves for who we are and commit to God's transformation process. Refuse Satan's lies about perfection. Husbands, encourage your wives in their gifts. Wives, be thankful for your unique abilities. Friends, pray for God's power in your daily life. You may have heard someone say, "Be patient. God isn't finished with me yet." Our growing process lasts a lifetime and is met with all kinds of challenges to be more like the Proverbs 31 woman and indeed like Christ. Lord, I want to end well. Reveal any disobedience so I can deal with each issue. Restore me so I can finish strong in you. In Jesus' name, amen. John Young, Marietta, Georgia.